Many supplements on the market are hard to absorb or packed with fillers, but that's not the case with Quiksilver Scientific. Quiksilver Scientific is a U.S.-based company that manufactures advanced liposomal supplements, making nutrients easier for your body to absorb and put to work quickly. Made in Colorado in an NSF GMP-certified facility and rigorously tested, this is science-first supplementation. After adding ultravitamin into my routine, recovery feels faster and I don't hit that midday crash anymore. Trusted worldwide for supplements that truly make a difference in performance, resilience, and well-being. Quiksilver Scientific makes advanced liposomal supplements so you can actually feel the difference. Energy, focus, calm, recovery. Get 10% off plus free shipping at tryqs.com/podcast. That's tryqs.com/podcast. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
There's an ancient proverb that says, walk like a turtle, sleep like a dog, and you'll be happy. People think that life is all about pleasure and about being happy. Who told you that life was about happiness? Who lied to you? Life isn't about happiness. Life is about life, about experiencing life. You're supposed to enjoy and learn and train through suffering the same way that you do from pleasure. This idea of being happy is this concept that people have been sold that life is about happiness. But what if life wasn't about happiness? What if life is about experiencing every aspect and every emotion that life has? Wouldn't you want to experience the full set and range of emotions that life has to offer you? The sadness, the heartbreaks, the joy, right? You can't have happiness without sorrow. You can't have pleasure without pain. And to neglect one thing is to neglect life.
People chase happiness because they think that that's what they need, when in reality, happiness is just a byproduct of becoming the best version of yourself.
You're here to hurt. You're here to experience heartbreak, pain, joy, pleasure, every single avenue, every single emotion. Why would you limit yourself from experiencing that? Why? Because you're scared. You're afraid. You don't know how it's going to work out. It doesn't feel good. Perfectly fine. But, I've come to understand, I've come to realize that the beauty of life isn't in pursuing happiness. It's in pursuing experiences. And it's understanding that it's multidisciplinary, it's multilateral, it's not just one emotion.
Happiness is an emotion, so it comes and goes. So anybody that's pursuing something that's fleeting will not be able to hold on to it. Why? Because you cannot be a happy person all the time. So to pursue happiness is an unachievable goal.
The reason you're unhappy, ladies and gentlemen, is because you are focused on the wrong thing. You're focused on the wrong thing. Now, let me explain this train of thought so that I can synthesize it in a way that you can process it clearly. The most common question that I received was, Luke, how do I make $1 million? What are the tips and tricks and secrets in order to get to the next level in my career, in order to get to the next level in my business? Secrets, tips, secrets to success. You're focused on the wrong thing. You're focused on $1 million. No wonder you're unhappy. You're focused on that which you cannot control. No wonder you can't achieve anything. You're focused on the wrong thing.
Now you realize that suffering is part of life. It's undeniably a part of life. So you enjoy it. That's why Paul says, bear all things with joy. What's the perspective of bearing all things with joy? So that you view them, right, as training to develop yourself. So you embrace it. You embrace the tribulations. You embrace the trial. You embrace the difficulties, just like you embrace the best food. You embrace everything in an unbiased way. Understanding the beauty and the privilege of the struggle of life. Understanding that you're not here to be happy. You're here to live life. You're here to experience suffering. You're here to experience tribulation. So I'm not in the business of pursuing happiness. I'm in the business of pursuing life. And life comes in different forms at different seasons.
Now, there's a verse in the Bible that says, do not be fooled. God cannot be mocked. As a man sows, so shall he also reap. Now, what does this mean? This means that for everything that you input, you will output in equal proportion. How foolish would it be for a farmer to look at the soil, stare at the soil 24/7, curse at the soil, be upset and depressed, expecting fruit when he has planted nothing, when he has not carefully watered and supervised the growth of his labor? It is stupid. Yet we do the exact same thing in our own lives. We expect a result without putting anything in. We expect an output that we cannot control, yet that which we can control, which is the input, we do not focus on. My friend, if you want to get to the next level in your career, let me tell you one thing. You must not be focused on the next level of your career. You must be focused on the input, that which you can control. So let me ask you, what can you control today? Well, you can control when you show up. You can control how much you work. You can control the quality of your labor. You can control the quality of your relationships. You can control what you input into your ears, what you input into your mind. But nobody wants to focus on that because it's too laborious. It requires too much patience. My friend, patience.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is bitter, but its fruit is sweet.
Freedom is a state of mind, right? Freedom is a state of being. It's not an emotion. I can still be sad and be free. I can still be happy and be free. So if somebody that's like, well, I want to be a happy person, well, good luck, bro. Good luck. Good luck being happy. It's two different things. So why would you neglect these things? And in order for you to achieve freedom, you need to be able to understand that you need to be unwaveringly decided to enjoy every aspect of the experience of life. And the problem is, most of the aspects of experiencing life fully are haltered or deterred or slowed down by the busyness of life, the unproductive things of life, the 9-to-5. The only reason you have a 9-to-5, people are like, well, I have responsibilities. You established these responsibilities on yourself. You decided how much you were going to pay for rent. You decided how much you were going to pay for that car. Every aspect of your life, every responsibility that you have is self-imposed for the most part. There are exceptions. So your question is, how much responsibility do you want? Look at a dog, bro. Zero responsibilities. Lives happy as hell.
So the reason you are unhappy is because you want something that you have not worked for. You want something that you have not earned. And that which you earn will come to you in due time and in due process. But you must be focused on putting in the hours, the energy, the attention, the dedication in order to receive that which you want. You look at the podium and you look at these champions receive trophies and medals and you assume that they just landed there. You just assume that they just achieved greatness by chance, by luck. There is no such thing as luck, only probabilities. So as you increase your input, you increase your probabilities. So my friend, my question to you today is, what are you inputting into your life? Because where you are today is completely based on the input of your life, period. There is no debating on this thought. It's very simple. Isaac Newton said it. For every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. So that which you input, you will receive in equal proportion. It's very straightforward. It is a universal law, and these universal laws are inflexible. They are unbendable. You cannot get past them. The process is the prize. The pursuit of becoming is the prize. Once you achieve that which you wanted to achieve, you will look back at the process and realize that who you became in that season was a lot better than what you achieved. Because we're so easy to desire what others have. We're so easy to daydream as to what we want and what we deserve. But when you can stop living in the future, which you cannot control, it's an elusive construct of reality, a fabric of our imagination, and you sober up to reality and focus on the input of what can you do today, right now, in order to maximize your chances of a future that is beneficial to you. Then, my friend, then and only then will you become happy. Will you become a person that lives in a state of equanimity? So I ask you again, what are you inputting in your mind, in your ears, through your eyes, through your relationships, through your work, through your dedication? Do not be fooled. God cannot be mocked. That which a man sows, so shall he also reap.
If you tell yourself enough times that it's possible, it can be possible. And I know it sounds crazy, and I know it sounds motivational speaky, and I know it sounds fugazi, but imagine every single day, instead of saying, ah, my day sucks, instead of getting up and being like, ah, life is terrible, instead of complaining about your friends and your neighbors and your coworkers, imagine your entire mindset was just like, it's possible to get to the next level. It's possible to be great. It's possible to make more money. It's possible to be more healthy. And your entire perspective on life, your worldview was positive. Even if you had to lie yourself into believing that. Sometimes you have to create a delusion, right? A delusion that is so far out there that people will think you're crazy.
Hey, it's Austin James. If you're like me, trying to live your best life while living with diabetes, you can relate to worrying if you're doing a good job managing your diabetes. I use the FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor to get real-time glucose readings and see the impact of every meal and activity to make better decisions. The FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor can help me live life with diabetes on my own terms, and it gives me more time for the things I love, like being a dad and a musician. Now this is progress. Learn more at FreeStyleLibre.us.
For prescription only, safety info found at FreeStyleLibre.us.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.